Lady Gaga, telephone. It is the morning crew. Shizzy Edner in Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. I want to say that this could be radio first. It's a big moment anyway for you, Mr. Hughes, I'd say.
Yeah, it is. It's not just me. Jamie Angel, you're also getting... Jamie's getting his jab as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've both got our 2 Day FM t-shirts on. So that's purely for ease of...
Access
to arm. Now, Aaron, we've got Dr. Van Mai with us. Hello, Dr. Van.
Oh, hello, Hugh.
So, this is big for us. We're nervous.
So am I.
That's not good.
Do the one air, though.
Yeah, you're nervous because of the radio, not nervous because of the procedure. The procedure is something you've done a number of times.
Quite a few times, yes.
What's a normal reaction of your patients when you administer an injection?
Usually they're very silent.
Oh,
and
good.
Then they say, oh, it's done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is perfect.
So they don't even notice it's done. You distract them and all of a sudden it's over before they even realise.
Most of the time, but yes. Sometimes it's not too successful.
Yeah.
Not too successful.
So have you done a number of COVID vaccine jabs?
Quite a few, yes.
Quite a few, yeah. So... now, today, because there's speculation as to which one we're going to get, you know, the lottery of which vaccine. Which one are we getting today, me and Jamie?
You're getting the AstraZeneca,
yes.
Which is, according to government recommendations, for anyone over 50.
Over 50. Yeah. So me and Jamie, we just got 50. So we're
very
just
young 50.
We're both really young 50.
So. Have you ever seen two men who are 50 look so young?
Well, I must say no. Yeah. I'm surprised at how young you look.
Now, the doctor did ring me yesterday and had a go at me about my cholesterol. So,
yeah. I don't want to ring the doctor.
15 minutes he talked to me about my cholesterol.
Wow.
Is it too high, is it, obviously?
I saw him 6 years ago and it didn't
come
follow
on,
up.
Come on, JA. Come on,
JA. You guys have got history.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is my first meeting. Did you? Am I everything you thought I'd be when you imagined me?
Well, of course, as a fit, young, healthy young man, yes.
Oh, I love his bedside manner.
Dr. Van, let's just say that Hughesy walked in. Let's just say that Hughesy walked into your surgeries. You have a number of them I know, including one.
Oh, he's got a bit
sorry,
of
I've got the
sound like,
sorry,
like COVID sorry, I've had... to you.
Let's just say he came in, Dr. Van, and sat down and didn't say anything, and then you looked at Hughesy. What would you assume was wrong with him?
I think he'd probably come in to have a chat and say, well, how am I doing? Maybe it's time for me to have a checkup. Everyone over 50, I recommend highly.
So you'd think maybe I just wanted to chat because I was sad.
Yeah. Lonely.
Actually, no, because I've seen a lot of patients over 50. They, for some reason, they hear from their friend or their loved one, one of them just found out they have something. And then they say, oh, well, I'm not indestructible anymore.
Yes.
You know, under 40, you're indestructible.
Dr. Google. Google brings him in. Righto. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, let's assume the position. Bend over.
All right. So I'm
I can't watch. Sorry.
I'll go first, Jamie. All right. So
I'll see how it goes.
Depending on how it goes is whether you want to.
Okay. Might just run.
Right, yep, do you need me to
hold your hand?
Oh, you got to commentate. You got to commentate.
Okay. I'm not good at looking at needles.
I'm going.
Okay.
My left.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's pulling up the sleeve. He's flexing the
just
gun.
Just relax.
No flex.
The doctor has removed the cap on the syringe. He's now just done that antiseptic rub. He's just entered.
Seen something nice. Yeah.
That was such a tiny little moment, and I'm done.
Is it over?
That was less than a mosquito bite.
Is it done?
That was incredible.
You didn't flinch. Nothing.
It was wow.
I might hang around there and do it.
My major problem is to find where I jab you, so stick for dry stickers.
Yeah, but you found somewhere to jab?
I found that, yes.
And it went in and we're all good.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, you think so.
I think so. Okay, I think so.
Well done,
can you do Jamie as well?
Let's do Jamie straight away. Let's go JA.
Bang him in.
Come in, JA.
Yeah, okay.
All right, God.
Do you have to JA?
He has to sit down or can he stand? Can he stand and take it?
Just in case you pass out.
The doctor's putting on some new latex gloves now for JA. Obviously a hygiene issue.
Different needle.
and a different needle. Great clarification. Yeah. He's also using a different needle.
He did joke outside that he just had the one syringe and he was going to double up.
That's a bit of fun. Bit of fun. I like it.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay,
I've got the right one.
I'm seeing it happen. We're going to put this relax. On social. You've got a bigger arm than me. I'm jealous about that.
Just relax, yeah.
Just relax, mate. Yeah.
Your wife's watching very eagerly, Elliot.
Whoa, was in.
Oh, that didn't. I didn't feel anything.
Just what? Slide straight in, isn't it?
That's weird.
It's fully. It's just.
That's
it's
cool.
It's a, it really begs the question: is it in?
Well, no. Doc, did you do other procedures like non-COVID vaccines?
Well, I do. Vaccination for everything, for all the vaccinations.
Yeah, and she wants you to look at her ear.
I got the equipment for that, yes. When you're ready.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Dr.
Van Mai, World Square Medical Practice. What an efficient, great bedside manner. We appreciate that. Now, if you can get to the studio, ever the salespeople are lining up. Everyone's copping some Xenica. It's a great morning.
So easy.
It's easy, Ed and Aaron.